when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I thoroughly enjoyed that first hour with Will and Jason. It's kind of our version of a Christmas show, but here at Blood River Radio, we never can lay our weapons all the way down because our enemy never does. Our enemy never sleeps. They don't sleep. They don't have to eat or nothing because our enemy is their father, the devil. We all know who that is. Mm-hmm. But anyway, people, we're trying to get one of the guys I really respect. There's not a whole lot of people I respect left in the world. I used to have heroes, but when you get to be as old as I am, and I guess I've been jaded by human nature. But one fella I really do respect and look up to is General Nick Glasnevik. And we're trying to get a hold of him. We talked to him just a few minutes ago. So we're going to try to get him back on the line. I don't know how much time he'll have, but he's going back and forth across the border. I can't say which border because I really don't even know. But if we can get him on, we're going to get him to give us an update of what's going on over there in Croatia, in the Ukraine, in the Russian war. The man's up close and personal. Just in case we get him on, I'll give you part of his resume. He came to his family. I'm going strictly from memory. It's been a while since he's been on. In fact, I met him in person. It was really made my day. He was at a place called, when we had this thing called the National Solutions Conference. That's what it was. Very first year that the Blood River Radio went on the air. In 2018, we were up at this place called Montgomery Bell. That's everybody and his mama that listens to Blood River or TPC, you know all about Montgomery Bell. That's one of the few places, that's about the only place I know left on the earth, at least here in the United States, that people like us, that Christian white people can go and meet without being harassed by the Antifa and the BLM and the Zionist Jews. And even this past week, a couple weeks ago, when they had the American Renaissance Conference up there, you know, they had the powers that be had it fixed up where when the people coming into the meeting, the patriots having to show IDs to get in and everything, they had the Jew, the Phil Williams, the Jew commentator from Nashville's TV program up there, calling him out. I wish the hell I could have been there. He wouldn't have had to call me out. I'd have been walked up to the son of a bitch. But he will not come on the show. We've asked Phil Williams to come on several times, many times over, to come on the show. We'll treat you like a gentleman. It'll be a fair level playing field. No way, Jose. They will not do it. Neither will the Memphis Flyer, the stinking, rotten, just filthy human cesspool of paper I can think of. A Memphis Flyer here in Memphis, they named the Blood River Radio is the number one hate group in the United States. But at least I'm getting off trail there. Place I first met General Nick Glasnevik at Montgomery Bell back in 2018. And Will can agree. I sent him his picture. Will has a photograph of him. The man was, I just saw a note from James. Anyway, I met him there, and here's his resume. His family had to flee Croatia, that area of the country, during World War II because of the Bolsheviks were going to kill them. If I'm not mistaken, they killed his grandmother, or maybe have him mixed up with somebody else, but they had to flee to Canada. Well, as a young man, I think I'll say 18 plus or minus a year, he joined the Canadian Army, and he was badass. The man's about at least 6'3". He's a good solid head, taller than me. He's still lean, in good shape. After there, he said he got pretty good to drinking, and on a dare, he joined the French Foreign Legion, and he served all over creation, Iraq, Afghanistan, all over creation, the French Foreign Legion. And then when his home nation of Croatia got into a war with the Bolsheviks, and they fought for the Croatian War of Independence. And let me tell you what, those soldiers under General Nik Glasovic, he became General Nik later became a major general, and he was the head of the Croatian Defense Department. But they kicked ass. They took weapons from the communist Jews. They raided, get this, they raided what would be to us National Guard armies. They raided them. They killed and captured the so-called, what we would call National Guardsmen. They took their weapons, turned their own weapons on. They fought tanks, and they did a lot of the battle. Nick told us in the past with hunting rifles, like, you know, 30-06s, 308s, et cetera, 7x57s, 8x57s, et cetera. And they kicked the hell out of those communists. And the man is also an intellectual. So that's who we're trying to get on. He goes back and forth to Croatia, to Russia, et cetera, et cetera. And we're going to try to get him on in just a second. I'm going to call him in a minute.
I hear you, Eddie.
Oh, General, you there?
Yeah, I'm there. I can hear you guys.
Oh, great, great. General, I was just giving you a resume, son. Go ahead.
Well, listen, I paid you some money for that, so you owe me one. Only kidding.
Yeah. Well, General, fill us in. What have you been doing the last couple of years? I hadn't seen you, hadn't talked to you.
Well, listen, the fight goes on. I overheard a bit of your conversation about arms control, or I should say, you know, arms registration and so on and so forth. In my regards to the people in the studio with you, I think they're also patriots.
Thank you so much. We have a man here with me. He's a younger fella than me. I won't say which state, but he's in law enforcement. He's in the sheriff's department, and he's sticking his neck out, in general, because if the powers that be found out he was on this program right here, I don't care who, the governor couldn't save him. He would be gone tomorrow. That's what happened. But General, I've been speaking too much. How have you been doing, and when is the last time you saw Thomas Sunik?
I hear him on the phone occasionally, but in person, he's done some teaching. I think he's still involved part time anyway. As you know, he's an intellectual, and he's an expert as far as literature is concerned. And he's definitely here in our country, a bright light, because we have mediocre intellectuals here. They're all former party members that torch their party cards, and now they're overnight they become liberals. But I think that's also a lesson for people everywhere, is because there's a saying I remember in the Bible that says that you have to beware of angels of darkness disguised as angels of light. And people nowadays are somehow losing the spirit of discernment, I think. And this is a problem because of this information overload.
You know, you spoke a mouthful. Matter of fact, we must be joined at the brain, joined at the soul, General, because I was just talking to my grandson just the other day. He's in this IT with his computer and all kind of stuff like that. I told him, you see so many people that are just really brilliant, but they have no wisdom. They have no spirit of discernment. We have lost so much of that here in the United States. But General, it's getting back to you. Which I know you are in some sensitive positions, and I know at one time that you were you would be to Croatia what we have the Secretary of Defense here in the United States, being a major general, fought, and you didn't just get it handed to you, fought by God from a buck private all the way up to a major general. But if you can, tell us what's been going on in Croatia, in that area of the world where you are, what you've been doing, your activities as much as you can. And put anything you want to know that you know, because you're much closer to the Ukrainian-Russian debacle than we are. Fill us in on some of that. General, thank you. It's just an honor to have you here, General. You're one of the very few people I have left on this earth that I respect. I was telling people, I'll repeat what I said. When I was a kid and when I was young, I had all these heroes and looked up to all these people. With my hero list has gotten smaller and smaller and smaller each year. I guess it's because I realized that most people are human just like I, and they will let you down. But General, you're one of the few people that are the real deal. You've earned every bit of your accolades. But anyway, if you can, General, we have about a few seconds before the break. When we come to the break, if you could hold on, I'd like to tell us about just what I said about have you been doing, what's been going on in Croatia, how the communists are acting. I know you told me a lot of the old party members there are still communists, et cetera. But, yeah. But we'll go to a break any second now, General. But go ahead.
Okay, I'll hang on the line here. But the fight goes on. Young people here are waking up. They're waking up for sure. And
that's great. Well, here's that music we're talking about.
There have been demonstrations here, and they're waking up.
Well, here's that music. We got to go to about a 2.5-minute break, General. So please hang on, brother.
I'll hang on to your stuff.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
Get ready to be part of something incredible. We're breaking barriers and delivering the powerful stories that mainstream media won't touch. Your support is what fuels our mission to revolutionize journalism and bring you the truth. Join our passionate community of changemakers by donating at libertynewsradio.com today. Together, we're creating the future of news.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Yes, indeed, you have to say. Dear Blood River Radio family, I'm just ecstatic we were able to. The general was good enough. He actually called us back in. He really didn't. I'm his everlasting debt. Like, I was talking about his resume before we came on, but the man, what a soldier, what a soldier. One of the few leaders that I would go into combat with and follow. I was drafted during the Vietnam thing, and I told people I was a proud friggin' draftee, and then I got out, I was a proud friggin' civilian, but yeah, I would follow General Grasnovic into the mouth of hell itself. But General, before we went to the break, I was asking you, tell us a little bit what's been going on in you, with your life, and anything you can, and then we can talk about what's been going on in the Croatian-Russian war and anything you know about that, because I know you're pretty close to the action right there, General. But go ahead, General.
Yeah. Well, at the local level, it's basically the same battle as at the global level that you're fighting in America. The fight to bear arms is one. The lustration laws have been being passed here to get rid of all the old-school communists. And young people are waking up. And strangely enough, a lot of these young people are football fans. You know, football is pretty pretty popular here, but they're organized. They have leadership. Yeah, they're not idiotized anymore by the mainstream media. As we all know, we know who owns the media globally.
Yes.
We know who owns the media. So, and there's a terrible, it's actually, it's not a joke, but it's true. It says, what is, in today's media world, what is the difference between love and rape? That's marketing. So,
yes.
So if you have if you control the media, you know what happens. And we've lost the free media press, basically, in the West. And you have censorship. It's almost like, we're going to be like China in another 5 years or so, because it's a tragedy. And we have, China is basically a worse threat than any other communist state, because they're rearming. And they're also funding communist parties in Europe. They still exist. But somewhere in Parliament, even, you have four or five, in European Parliament, you have, I think, 36 members that are members of communist parties in the European Parliament.
My God.
So the fight goes on. It's always the same fight. It's, as one of our Croatian martyrs said, he said that he was a cardinal. He was killed by the communists. He said the power of Satan is the power of communism.
You know, General, I once read a statement from a very high-ranking rabbi here, I think, in the United States. And when I speak, I speak in like, I think in like geometric figures. And so if you drew a circle, and I remember seeing this when this rabbi spoke, he said that communism, Judaism, Bushovism, and Satanism was all the same animal. He said it was all the same damn thing. And, you know, General, years and years ago when I was a kid, I remember seeing Nikita Khrushchev was at the United Nations building, in United Nations here in New York, and he was famous for taking his shoe off. He took his shoe off. He's beating on the counter. I actually saw this, remember this, with his shoe and his fist. He said, we will conquer you. We will bury you. Talking about, you know, people like us in the United States. And he said, we'll do it. We'll never fire a shot. And that leads me, General, to tail gunner, Congressman Joe McCarthy. I think he was from Wisconsin. Wisconsin now is just flat out communist. So is Minnesota. But tail gunner Joe McCarthy, a tail gunner in World War II, that's why he got his nickname. He was famous for talking about how many communists had infiltrated the State Department. And then we get this this cliche that the communists and the left here in the United States they like to brand people like us as McCarthyites, that we're seeing a communist behind every bush. Well, I've always said that Congressman Tail Gunner Joe was wrong. He underestimated the number of communists in the State Department and elsewhere. And I think I never had any real love for General Eisenhower, because General Eisenhower was a big, humongous fan. He, God knows, he loved General Zhukov of the Russian army. I know y'all know better than I do of the death camp, the Eisenhower death camp. We call them Eisenhower death camps, where he intentionally starved tens of thousands, if not millions, of soldiers, disarmed soldiers at the end of World War II. They would have these German soldiers in pens, like they would pin in animals, and they would even shoot German civilians to try to get food to them. Well, where I'm going with this, we had those same people, like the communists, like the Jew communist lovers like Eisenhower. The State Department was full of them. The universities full of them. And General, I know you're having to fight them there like that. Not a hot war yet. General, do you think, I know you keep up what's going on worldwide in the United States. And I asked Jason Robb before he went off the air a minute, before he had to leave off the air. General, do you predict a all-out revolution here in the United States because we're just loaded with the communists now in any area you can mention, university, the government, the media, et cetera. A third of the white people in the United States are what they call a progressive Democrats, a Satanist. They're fighting against a legitimate government with everything they have. Is are we here in the United States? Are we going to ever go to a hot shooting revolution here, General?
Well, I think that the ball is rolling, but I think you first have to, you're being a soldier, you have to know the enemy and his tactics. So you see this woke ideologies that's being peddled now. You mentioned Bolshevik Satanism. It's a virus that mutates, and it's still here. We still have people carrying the five-pointed star, which is basically it's a pentagram. It's a satanic symbol. You have Freudian, as you mentioned, on universities. You have Sigmund Freud screwed up the whole world with his idea of sexuality. We see that now. We see gender dysphoria, young people, genital mutilation. But the first thing is educating, because you have to know the enemy. We see these threats, but we don't know the root causes, and then we can't fight this unless we're well informed. But the young people, especially in Croatia, are waking up now. There's a while ago there was a demonstration. There were thousands of people on the street, mostly young people, against communism. Because here in Croatia, as in many other communist countries, lustration laws have never been passed. Lustration meaning that the files haven't been opened, the mass graves haven't been opened, and communists are basically they're chameleons. They have chameleon personalities, and they simply, whoever comes in power, they never change, but their agenda, they always have the same agenda, which is moral anarchy. Satanism, basically, when we mention communism, China is a greater threat to the world now than ever before, because they're armed to the teeth, and we see what happened. What's happening to Hong Kong? The repression there is people are disappearing daily. You won't hear that in the mainstream press, but if we look back, China is one of the, as far as communist victims go, it's a perpetrator of auto-genocide, which Mao killed 55 million of his own people from the Cultural Revolution on. Actually, from 1945 on. And look at Taiwan. They're not going to give up on Taiwan. So we have their, as you know, they have exercises, naval exercises in the China Sea. And they're trying to invade Taiwan. We have the Southeast Asia Treaty Organization. What will America do? We also have their Korea, Japan. So the world is on the brink, but because of the first time in history, we have enough nuclear arsenals on every side of the, whatever side of the you're on, to definitely turn the world into a prehistoric. We're going to be back in the Ice Age. So we live in dangerous times. And I think young people have to wake up and they have to know who the enemy is. So the fight begins at home.
You know,
General, this is...
You mentioned, I'm sorry. That's okay, Will. We'll go right back to you in a minute. General, you mentioned China and Mao and how many thousands and thousands he killed of his own people. Alexander Solzhenitsyn said... 60 that the Jews, the Bolsheviks killed 66 million. People in the Soviet Union, and we all know about the Holodomor in Ukraine.
In Ukraine,
yes, they just killed 66 million. And I've heard something. We have a lady comes on. She's one of our co-hosts, Monica Schaefer. You may be familiar with her. She was in prison in Germany.
True, we spoke.
Oh, I thought that's right. That's right. She says she believes it was probably closer to 100 million that the communists killed.
True. Overall, it's true. And they're still killing in North Korea. Cambodia is still basically a communist state. Ethiopia, the Horn of Africa. So these regimes are still there. But what's happening is the ideological threat isn't confined to borders. It spilled over into the universities. With this anarchism. Well, look at when you see demonstrations in Croatia, wherever they are. These are all the offspring of these communists. You see the red and black flags. So anarchy. But it's the most destructive ideology in history is communism. We forget about the rape of 2.5 million German women alone.
Yes.
And in Yugoslavia, half a million, the Red Army raped half a million women in Yugoslavia here from 1945 in a matter of 1 month.
General, we have to go to a bottom of the hour break. This is a long break. So our people, if anybody needs to get a cup of coffee, use the restroom, you have at least about 4 minutes. So we'll be right back to the one and only, the great General Nick Glasspick, right, as soon as this commercial
is on.
Be right
on.
Back, folks. Don't leave anywhere, people.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
On Hall, I'm Mary Rose. Michael Graham with the NTSB confirms one person aboard the plane crash that killed ex-NASCAR driver Greg Biffle and six others did send a text message about an emergency landing.
The NTSB is aware of one brief text from a passenger on board the aircraft to a family member that read, and I quote, emergency landing. Again, that's emergency landing. We are not aware of any other communications from passengers on board the aircraft to those on the ground.
Turning Point USA American Fest conference began Thursday night with some stark public disagreements at the podium. Mrs. Erica Kirk, widow of the organization's slain founder, Charlie, lamented the division, speaking during her opening remarks.
When he was assassinated, we saw infighting. We've seen fractures. We've seen bridges being burned that shouldn't be burnt. We saw a lot on full display.
She went on to tell attendees to embrace the differences, saying, "You won't agree with everyone on this stage this weekend, and that's okay. Welcome to America." At the Turning Point USA American Fest conference, attendee Emma Paskett, a student at Brigham Young, says Erica Kirk is an inspiration.
She's definitely the biggest female conservative role model for me right now. She's beautiful, she's smart, she's so reverent and humble, and I think exactly the kind of leader that most young conservative women want to be.
More than a decade ago, a frenzied five-day search for the Boston Marathon bombers left some lessons in the aftermath. One was that increasingly pervasive surveillance technology could help catch the culprits. Another was that amateur online sleuths could not. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You know, life moves fast. Staying sharp, focused, and clear-headed isn't always easy. That's why the same company that brings you Relief Factor has developed something brand new, Think Factor. Think Factor is made to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that unlocks mental clarity and precision, nurtures your memory, boosts your attention. With Think Factor, brain power and performance finally meet for lasting daily results. Supercharge your memory, mental sharpness. Your brain is your most valuable asset, powering your creativity, focus, and daily performance. If you're feeling mentally foggy, give it a try. After a couple of weeks of taking Think Factor, it was a game changer for me. Look, the longer you take Think Factor, the better it works for you. If you've ever thought you want to be more clear, more focused, call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com for Think Factor.
The National Weather.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing, and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Experience the untamed spirit of the American West with Range Magazine. Each issue is a visual journey featuring award-winning photography and compelling stories that capture the heart of ranching and rural life. Stay informed on the challenges and triumphs of those who live and work on the land. Subscribe today and receive quarterly editions delivered to your doorstep, and join a community that cherishes the enduring legacy of the Western frontier. Visit rangemagazine.com to subscribe.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death. like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Dear Blood River Radio family, my favorite guest of all time, my favorite brother of all time, the General, there's no way it'd be impossible for you not to respect this man. We'll give his resume again. And it continues. His resume never ends. It's continuing even as we speak. But anyway, General, you gave a quote about the enemy inside the gates. If you will, give that quote. And then our co-host, the young Will Franklin, has got a few questions he wants to ask you. And he also has a few quotes. But go ahead, General. Tell us about the enemy inside the gates. Go ahead, General.
Well, a Roman emperor said this, you know, and the Romans, you know what the legions were, you know, they were supreme troops. There were troops. He had cohorts, legions, and so on, as you know, ancient history. But he said when you're defending your city, you can see the enemy outside the walls, how many cohorts he has, legions, catapults. But the enemy inside the walls is much more perfidious because he undermines the city at night. He says he should be feared more than the devil. So that's we have today, that battle, ideological battle, a battle between good and evil, darkness and light. But many people can't identify the enemy because there's a smokescreen in the mainstream media mostly, and people have gotten fat and lazy. They've lost the power of discernment and the power to think critically.
You know, General, we're going to will think this. They were Jews in every single situation. I think was it Toronto in Spain, and also probably in Vienna. The Jews opened the gates to the fortresses to let the enemies in. I remember hearing Dr. Michael Hill talk about that. But it's always Jews all the time. Their father, the devil. And with that. Will, I know you're chomping at the bit to give a quick quote and ask the General, the one and only General Nick Glass, for some questions. Go ahead, yeah. Will.
I am, and it's going to deal mainly with communism, and if we don't run out of time, I'd like to talk to him about what's going on in the world now. But Eddie had mentioned a rabbi, an American rabbi, and that rabbi is Harry Walton. And his quote is, and this is in quote, that the communist soul is the soul of Judaism. Hence, it follows that just as in the Russian Revolution, the triumph of communism was in actuality the triumph of Judaism, so also is the triumph of the Jews. And that's something from the beginning, and just an interesting statistic. There were 556 Bolsheviks that were considered to be the leaders of Bolshevism at the time throughout Russia. And out of that 556, 457 were Jews. That should give you an idea of the pushing force of Bolshevism at the time there in 1918, 1919. But and having said all that about the enemy, General, and talking about communism, a couple of times you have mentioned lustration as far as the Eastern Bloc countries of Europe. For the benefit of our listeners, will you kind of tell us what that means when you say that?
Yeah, well, when the Berlin Wall fell after many years, the Cold War ended, and all the post-communist countries passed so-called lustration laws, which meant this. If you were to apply for public office, or if you were going to stay in the army anywhere else, you had to write a disclaimer that you did not work for the communists, or that you don't work for the secret police. Poland did this. They got rid of all these Judases, and they said, yeah, they didn't. They only tried, I think, 500 were tried for treason against the state, and the rest they said, okay, You can never be in government service, but you can work in the private field. This was also done in Romania, but not in Romania. There was a revolution, and they went it went under the radar. If you remember when they shot the Ceausescu's there was a revolution in 1989, but the communists stayed there. The Bulgarians did the best cleansing. They got rid of all their commies. In Croatia, what happened was that we had a war, and these guys, these maggots flew under the radar. These Judases flew under the radar. Many of them joined parties. Overnight, these totalitarian dupes, they transformed themselves into Democrats and liberals and so on and so forth. So we haven't finished here yet, but young people are waking up. And we have to work with young people because they're like a sponge. They drink, they grasp everything. So we've done that with many of the soccer fans here. There's a lot of young people on the street here. They're not going to take any more crap, and that's why these guys in Parliament are crap in their pants, because they're going to come for them one day, and we're going to pass lustration laws here pretty quick. So. Maybe there's a similarity in the United States. You remember how they crucified McCarthy, and we know what happened to the Rosenbergs.
Yes.
So, yeah, but the battle goes on. Canada's finished, basically. We have moral, Bolshevik Satanism. We have gender dysphoria. They're sexually muting children. It's 140. How many? How do they say gender? How many genders do they have now? So we're basically seeing the undermining of the foundation of Christianity in the West.
General, you mentioned Canada, and I want to bring this up because I can't think of a more expert opinion of a topic of the day other than yours on this, and I'm going to kind of relate it to the world. I almost don't even want to call her General, but General Jenny Kerrigan, she is the in charge of all of the Canadian military forces. She has come out over the past 24 hours and said that Canada is prepared for a world war. And Canada is in the process of increasing their number of reserve military troops by 300,000. And this is not something I'm making up. The listeners may think I'm crazy when I say this, but by their own writings, they're saying they're going to add 300,000 reservists and give them, quote, 1 week of intensive training. 1 week of intensive training.
Damn.
And they're going to call this their reserve force, okay? But I look at this in Canada, but I've also heard, the NATO head talking about we should prepare for a war like our grandfathers or our great-grandfathers experienced. I've seen Germany increasing their war footing as far as weapons procurement, weapons production, the training of their soldiers, increasing their civil defense as far as hospital readiness and that sort of thing. France doing the same thing. In your opinion, General, is this bluster, or is there really something going on that is going to affect our people? And by our people, I mean our European people, our cousins here in the United States that are there in the mainland, also in Canada. How do you see that going down, General?
Well, the world is rearming for sure. There's a lot of saber rattling going on. But I think that yourself being a soldier, that this absurdity about 1 week training, it's absurdity.
It's absurd.
Because when I was in the Canadian Army, you had 11 weeks basic training just to root out the guys to see who can hack it or who can pack it. Then you had 6 months at infantry training, 6 months. And there were platoons then. The standards were pretty high. You started with 40 guys, you end up with 15 guys. And then you went to battalion, and you selected your branch, not branch, but you were, were they recce platoon or whether you were, a sniper. We had snipers and recce platoon there, but from my experience, we had to train people here from almost nothing, but you've got to stick to the basics. You have to know your weapons. You have to know something about tactics and the basics. You can't learn the basics in 6 months. You know, for something to be instinctive, you're a soldier. You know, that takes a lot more than that. For example, sure. I think everybody's army here. Croatia's putting more money into the billions of dollars they're putting into the, or I should say dollars, euros into the into defense. And I was in the Baltics a few years ago, and NATO has training there. But why? Because who's east? The Russian bear. And they have experience with communism, the Baltic republics. We know what happened in the 1920s when Stalin invaded Finland. Mm-hmm. Finland is a country of 5.6 million, and their active force, not their reserve, is 260,000 men out of a population of 5.6 million. Mm-hmm. And they can, within 48 hours, they can arm 500,000 men. Switzerland, which is a neutral country, I was there also. Every male in his home has his weapon, ammunition.
You know, we have to go to a break. Last commercial break, the first hour. Hang on, that's it. We'll come right back to you. We'll be right back to the one and only General Nick Glastovic. People, do not miss this last segment. Be right back, folks.
Are you ready to stand up for your community and support your local sheriff? Join the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association and become a vital member of the Sheriff's Citizens Posse. At CSPOA.org, we empower citizens like you through weekly webinars, arming you with the knowledge to back your constitutional county sheriff. Together, we can uphold our Constitution and ensure liberty and justice for all. Your community needs you now more than ever.
This is a battle between truth and deceit. A battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
This is Attorney Jason Robb, General Counsel of the Knights Party based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more by listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
I'll tell you one thing that every good soldier knows. The only thing that counts in the end is power. Naked, merciless force!
Dear Blood River Radio family, this has just been a marvelous, marvelous interview. We've got about 15 minutes left, but before I ask my questions about China, like me and Will and Nick, General Nick, we're talking about during the break. Before I say anything about China, General Nick, my memory's not that great. I did want to interrupt anything that you've been saying before we went to the break. But is there anything we need to finish up there?
Well, no, we mentioned we covered lustration laws in former communist countries. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them never passed those laws. For example, we don't need to talk about China, the Soviet Union. You know, we have, for example, Hong Kong. Hong Kong was sold out to the communist Chinese, and they're under constant pressure. And that's part of the free world has given up Hong Kong to China on a plate. Taiwan may be next. If Taiwan goes, we know what happens to in the Pacific region. What happens to the balance of power?
Yes, and I see where I'm sure y'all are aware of this. I hear that the Japanese, so to the best of my knowledge, are rearming and having confrontations with China. I don't see Japan being any type of match for the China. With China, there's such a disparity in the powers they have there.
You have other communist countries in that region, for example, Vietnam. You have Vietnam, you have Burma, which also has a communist government, which leans towards China. So that whole region is a powder keg.
Yes, you know, Lord knows we know how many soldiers, not from just the United States, but from France before the United States got into Vietnam War. The French, they were defeated there. In the United States, we had to leave with our tails between our legs. I've heard people say that the war was never really intended to be won there by the United States, because with the communists, you know, we had the state house here in the United States, and our governments here in the United States been full of communists all along, just like you said, General Nick, that a lot of those old communists from the communist parties, even though they're not, I don't think y'all have the communists ruling the Croatia right now for sure, but you said there's still a lot of them around.
And well, the old guard in China has they've remained. And nearly 50 years after the conclusion, the Cultural Revolution is still a scar in the heart of the Chinese society. I mean, he killed 2.5 million Chinese citizens, Mao. Before that, 50 million.
Yes.
So the same clique is in power there. So that we have to realize they're a greater threat than any other communist regime. Plus, they also arm. They're also arming communist regimes in Africa.
Yes, that was my next question. Yes, yes.
Yeah. Well,
you
see what's happening. You see what's happening to Christians. Christendom is under assault. Look at the massacres in Nigeria, for example, by Muslim militias. How many thousands of Nigerian Catholics have been killed in Nigeria by these Muslim militias? And what they do is they kidnap young girls, 10, 11 years old, who are forced into their concubines, basically. They're raped. And then they talk about multiculturalism. We have female genital mutilation. We have in Ghana where women are force-fed because they prefer fat women. You know, it's horrible what happens to people. We have female circumcision. And people talk. There's no such thing as multiculturalism.
So, General, I would submit to you what you're describing as far as like Boko Haram and these Muslim militants, these militias that are there. It's still the communists that are fueling and supplying weapons to mainland Africa, as I see it, as my understanding at least, that the Chinese
you hit the nail on the head. Yeah.
It's the usual suspects. They may have changed the players in the production, but it's still the usual suspects in the same old playbook.
True enough. But we saw that in Rhodesia. We saw that in the Congo, the former Belgian Congo, who funded these guerrilla groups or these terrorists. China's doing the same thing, because we have in the Congo we have. As in Mongolia, we have vital minerals for we need stuff now for mobile phones, and it's a fight not only for resources. The world's resources are getting smaller and smaller, and whoever has a monopoly on new tech and stuff and components is a step ahead. So China is funding. They actually have in Africa, in several countries, they send workers. They live in compounds, gated compounds, and they're shipping these resources to China.
You know, I have another quick question right before we run out. It concerns Israel and the Jews. And, you know, General, it's all like to say, it's always to repeat Dave Gehary from Money Tree Publishing. He said it's always Jews all the time. Well, you know, the Jews here in the United States and in the UK and in Europe are 100% responsible for flooding our white nations with these blacks out of Africa and these Muslims in Africa. And for instance, and I got to make this short, in the UK right now, just what you said. They have these rape games. They call them grooming games. I call them rape games. They're talked about the number of rapes of white English girls, just off the chart. The number of stabbings off the chart. And I'm wondering if these Jews are so dumb. Once they start, you know, once they're bringing all these blacks from Africa, blank, and here in the United States, they're coming from all parts of the world, mainly Muslims and Mexicans, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. Once these darkies, once these people get control, get in the government, they're not going to need these Jews, need their Jew masters anymore. I know you don't have a crystal ball, but in your estimation, do the Jews, do they have some kind of a plan? How do they think they're going to be able to handle these Chinese? Once white people totally lose power in the United States, and like you said, Canada's gone, looks like Australia's gone, the UK's pretty much gone, what are the Jews going to do then? I mean, do they have some kind of, they're not going to be able to get along with these Chinese. What's? I'm not smart enough to figure that out. Do you have any plan about that these international Jewish, New World Order Jews, how do they expect to, go ahead, General.
Yeah, well, they've been at it since the 19th century, basically, as we know. The three most powerful banking families in the world were the Rothschilds, the Vienna, the Berlin, correct, and the Vienna, Berlin, and London banks. Yeah. And they basically financed all the colonial enterprises, basically. And what happened is that they paid off through lobbying groups and so on and so forth, other governments to progress their programs, their worldwide programs. If we look at the Soviet Union, you mentioned before that 35-36% of the Bolshevik Party were Jews, but the majority of these, people make a mistake because they don't separate. There's two branches. You have Khazars. Khazars are an Eastern European tribe that converted to Judaism, and they're basically the rulers of Russia. They were the rulers of Russia from Lenin on. Lenin, Kaganovich, the mass murderer in the Ukraine, the guy that killed Valery Blokhin, that killed thousands of Poles, the NKVD, they were basically they started the revolution in Russia, the Jews. They killed the royal family, as you know. Yursky, the Tsarist family, was killed by the... And they're basically anarchists. A lot of them are total atheists. And then you have Sephardic Jews, which came from Spain originally, and they fled to North Africa after the Reconquista because they worked with the Muslims against Christians in Spain, and they ended up in North Africa. But they still basically control. If you control the media, you basically control the. If you occupy the narrative, you can spin that narrative nonstop. And people don't have the spirit of discernment, and they get their information from films. Well, who formed Hollywood? Warner Brothers, Eisner, Walt Disney, which was a Protestant studio. So yes. That's what we see is the undermining of Western culture through these communism, Freudian psychology, modern art, and so on and so forth. And they're all behind it, the Chosenites.
You know, once again, back to the Jews. There, even when the United States had embargoes against Russia some time ago, I remember the Jews, aka Israel, they were supplying, just like Will mentioned, they were supplying arms and everything they could get from the United States. United States made arms, bombs, whatever. They were dealing with Russians, with the communists, full blown, wide open, with no penalties whatsoever. You know, but I'm glad, and you say the young people are waking up. In Croatia. Yeah,
in Croatia, they're waking up. You know, they're tired of the BS. So I know a lot of these young people, and they're not. Yeah, they're not going to be irritated anymore. They want to get the commies out of the government and their descendants. Because, see, the mental framework remains, you know. So the problem is it's spiritual, intellectual, and it's they've basically infiltrated every level of society after the war. But their days are over, more or less, I believe. The same thing's happened in Poland. Yeah.
General, we've run completely out of time. I hear that. I cannot tell you how thrilled I am to have you on. It's just made my year. I'm so glad I was able to get back in touch with you again. I know Will was thrilled to have you on tonight. Of all the people we've ever had on Blood River Radio, General Nick Glassberg, you're my very favorite. I respect you more than anybody we've had on this radio program. Well, God bless you. I'll definitely be keeping in touch with you. We'll talk about that event that we talked about during the break. I'll get the information to you there. And God bless you. I hope to get
God
you back
on the
radio
soon. God
bless you
guys too, Dave. Okay, God bless and have a blessed Christmas.
Yes, sir. You too. Pray for us.
Merry
we'll pray
Christmas.
For you, General.
Thank you, sir.
Merry Christmas.
All the best. All the best.
Dear Blood River Radio family, you'll never hear a better warrior, a stronger warrior, a better Christian than that man you just heard right there, the one and only General Nick Glasgow. People, hang on your seat with Francis.